Hey, it's your friend Hillary, and welcome to the Bounce Back Better podcast, your weekly dose of inspiration and empowerment. So are you ready to step outside of your comfort zone to challenge the norms and achieve extraordinary things? If you are, you're in the right place. Each week, I'll either unpack stories of other incredible women just like you who dare to dream big and turn those dreams into reality, or I'll have a topic that will leave you wanting to take action. I'm here to fuel your ambition, ignite your passion, and push you to reach the heights you never thought possible. So whether you're climbing the corporate ladder, nurturing a family, or chasing a personal dream, this podcast is your guide to getting you to achieve what it is you want in life. So grab your headphones, take a deep breath, and let's go, because we don't just dream it, we have to do it. It's time, ladies, to embrace your power and bounce back better together. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to another podcast. Today, we're doing a bit of an assessment on ourselves because it's getting close to the middle of the year, like very close. I suppose this comes out around almost exactly the middle of the year. And I want you to see how you're doing. How do you feel like you're going? Did you set goals at all at the beginning of the year? Are you not one of those people that like to do it early? Do you do them, you know, later January, February? It doesn't matter when you do them. It's always important to check in and see how you're traveling, really, when it comes to heading towards your goals, because it's easy to be feeling like we are making progress, but are we making progress in the right direction? Are we achieving what we want? And do we need to make some big changes? So my reason, obviously, for this week's podcast is because it is the middle of the year and it's a great time for me to reassess where I'm at. And I like to do that, sit down, look at what I've written down earlier this year that I wanted to achieve and how am I tracking toward that. And that's what I hope you get from this week's podcast. And we'll look at some ways how and some reasons why, and then some action steps. But that's sort of the format of this week's podcast, like every week's podcast, really. So the problem that we have right now, many of us, is we're busy, aren't we? We're doing so many things, or we've forgotten what we want, or our goal isn't important to everybody in our world, and so it doesn't necessarily happen, or there are varying reasons why we can go off track. It got hard. We lost enthusiasm, all sorts of reasons. So we need to look at where we are and assess where we are. So did you write your goals down? And if you didn't, decide that today you will sit down and write yourself some new goals. If you've got three ones in, go to chapter 8 and work through that, the five steps to setting yourself goals, which is number one, you've got your checklist, writing out all the areas of your life that you would like to connect with and all the things that go with that. Then seeing what it is, you know, number two, and the things that you do to visualize, see, feel your goal. Then there's the number three. I'm actually just looking through the book and trying not to go through too much of it. But number three is connecting with it, you know, why and what you need to do to achieve that, why you want it so badly, what's going to happen if you don't. And those are the things that are important. It's important that we connect with our goals so we really want to achieve it, because trust me, life is going to get in the way. You are going to become busy. Things will happen that will stop you moving forward. And then you make your plan. And the steps that go with making your plan to start taking those actions, and those are the daily actions. And then the last one, number five, which comes into where we are today, is under the heading of, it's under the take action heading. So we're taking action now. And this is part of those actions. Just take action to see how you're traveling. Because remember, if we're not going in the direction that we want, I love the car analogy. We're sitting in the car and we're driving it. If we're not heading in the direction that we want, we're actually the passenger and somebody else is driving and we're heading toward their dream and their goal. And it's okay to have goals that people do together, but you need to make sure that your goal is happening at the same time, or goals or dreams or whatever you want to achieve, make sure that's happening. I did some training this week. I've spoken about it before. Once a month, I do the training for our mentoring group and our property development education sort of side of the business. And I spoke, because mine is around motivating people to take action, setting up the businesses, helping them on sort of different sides of it, my training sessions. But this week, I was back to exactly where we are today, reassessing your goal and just checking in with where you are. And I came up with something that I've never heard before. So this is mine. I'm coining this one. No one steal it. But goals are the process that we use to make our dreams come true. I've never heard that. I was just writing the notes for the training session and I thought, that's it. The reason we have a goal is to make our dream come true. Otherwise, they just stay as dreams. And it's great to have dreams, but we want more, don't we? We all want a little bit more in life. So what do we need to do, or why do we need to do this check-in mid-year? Number one, it's a course correction. We need to check that we are on course and we haven't shuffled back over to the passenger seat and ended up just becoming part of somebody else's dream. And I so get that. My world is busy and I'm often supporting a lot of people to do things, and my stuff can get put on the back burner. And there are things that I would like to achieve that have been going slower than I want because I'm having to do other stuff. And I get that. That's life, isn't it? It's my day job. It's what I do. But I also need to prioritize my stuff. So get back in that driver's seat, because occasionally I've been jumping in the passenger seat. And do you feel like that? Isn't there an area of your life that you think, hang on, I need a course correction. I've gone off in the wrong direction and I need to come back to where I want. And what can happen here is if you have a few levels of success, and in fact, my friend Jackie, I've said your name three podcasts in a row, that would be that conversation that you have. When you have a level of success, people want to dine out on your success and they distract you. So they distract you by pulling you in their direction. And I remember many years ago, a girlfriend and I set up a massive business and it was amazing. We flew to America and filmed infomercials and it was a weight loss business. It was called Ready, Set, Change, actually. And it came with all sorts of things. It was amazing. But what happened was all personal development, all pretty much what I do now. But what happened was, as soon as we gained traction, we had every man and their dog wanting to sell their widget and gadget and wanting us to do all these other things, and they take you off track. And so you go off course, and before you know it, you're going in another direction because you're part of somebody else's dream. And in some ways, that can be a form of distraction. So do you feel like you've been distracted from the thing that you want to achieve? And remember, if you haven't set yourself some goals, it's an opportunity now to set new ones. You may have already achieved what you wanted, and that would be fantastic if you have. But if you haven't, set some and start from now. Start for the next, we're on the second half of the year, so we'll be in quarter three. We're going into quarter three with what will the goals be for you for quarter three? Or do you need a course correction? Have you gone off track? And if you had, get back in that driver's seat, my friend, and see this as a reminder to head toward your goals. It's also important that we check in, because we need to measure our progress. And it's so motivating when we have a look and see how far we've come, because we have a picture of what we want to achieve, don't we? We see it, we know what it is, and we need to make sure we're heading toward it. So make sure we're not off track, but we can see how far we've come. And as I've alluded to, mine have been slower. And just about every goal I've ever had has taken me longer than I've thought. I've got there, that most of them have taken longer, the big ones. For instance, writing the book 4.5 years should never have taken that long. Starting this podcast, I put it off for 2 years and did another one instead in the other business. And I just didn't have the confidence to get started, or I was being distracted, or I've got plenty of reasons. Don't you worry about that. I've got reasons, you know, too busy. That's my favorite one. I love using that one. Reasons are just excuses. So I just had all the excuses in the world. I just didn't do it, really. I find it very easy to do this, and I should have done it a long time ago. And I know from the responses that I'm getting that I'm helping people like you be inspired and make some sort of change. And that's what I want. So measure your progress. Are you going at the speed you want? And if you're not, what can you do about that? What is the solution? Are you being distracted? Do you need to watch less telly? Do you need to quit in 1 day's work a week? Do you need to start 1 day's work a week? If I ask you, hand on heart, what could you do to increase the speed of your progress toward your goal? You know that answer, don't you? I gave a pause there because you know the answer, and I would love for you to do that, whatever popped into your head then. Very often, we know the answer to something, but we don't allow ourselves the space to think, or somebody else jumps in and answers the question for us. ask yourself. Self-reflection, asking yourself questions is so powerful. That time alone, when I spend time alone, oh my goodness, my brain is just so creative. But then I get into do mode and it loses all creativity and it's just action taking. The other reason we need to check in, my lovely people, is because it's renewed motivation. When you look at where you started, stop and look where you started and see how far you've come. And that will reignite your passion and commitment. It reminds you why you set your goals in the first place. And it will renew your drive to achieving those goals. So check in and revisit them and look back at how far you've come. Your goal could be a health goal. It could be a distance run. And you used to find it difficult, you know, jogging a kilometer and now you're at 10, whatever. It could be weight loss. You know, and that's been one of mine many years ago. And wow, when you see how far you can go, amazing. It could be financial. Set yourself a financial goal. And it could be, depending on your situation, I'm just going to put $20 over here a week. It could be I'm reinvesting into something massive. It doesn't matter how big or how small. It matters that you have one and that you head toward it. And then when you look back in time, you are motivated because you can see the distance. You can see how far you've come. Holy moly. Isn't that amazing? All of you that have, you know, my age and similar. When you look back and see life's achievements, it's like, wow, I have a goal book actually from 2004. And that's when I, so that's 10 years ago now. 20 years ago. Oh my goodness. Oh, how's my math? It's 20 years old. I still have the same book. It's when I first discovered Tony Robbins. And I remember listening to him through my friend Debbie. She gave me, I think it was through her, I had some cassette tapes. And I was listening to cassette tapes. For those that don't know, they were these things we put into, it's like before DVDs or CDs came cassette tapes. And I remember listening to him lying on the floor in the bedroom and taking notes of what Tony Robbins was saying. And he was talking about goal setting. And that was when I first got absolutely fired up about wanting to set more goals, wanting to just learn a system. Well, there you go, of putting my dreams into reality. But learn a way of taking action and being accountable and doing the things that I wanted to do. Because I've always been somebody who set goals, who wanted to do things, wanted to achieve things and gone for it. But it was that particular 2004, that particular day, I sat down and I wrote one full page of goals that I wanted to achieve. And I got them all bar one and I still haven't got that one. And I'm sure it's yet to come. But it was a huge list. And every single one of those goals I superseded. So an example of the superseding was I wanted to become a Pilates instructor. I became a Pilates instructor. I became a higher level, not just a standard. I then opened floor Pilates studios. Then I opened Reformer Pilates Studios. I had the first one in the town that I lived in the city that I lived in. I then grew that business. I started a training school for Pilates instructors. I became a teacher trainer. I was training physiotherapists and hospital staff how to teach Pilates. I created a manual that I gave to, you know, I created a whole course on it. And then I manually and physically taught people. And then because I was in New Zealand, reformers were very hard to come by. And so I started manufacturing them and selling them. So I had a huge background. But that on my goal list was learn how to teach Pilates. But look at the road that took me down because I was heavily into it, heavily involved into it and loved it. So there was revisiting my goals on a regular basis was something that I did. I'd go back to that book and say, right, that one's done. Where am I at with this one? Okay, I'm sitting here. What do I need to do next? So when you revisit your goals, you will find inspiration and you'll be like, yes. Or you might need to even course correct. So course correct might not mean you've gone off course and need to come back on course. It might mean you need to change the direction for a while. It might need to go in a different on a different angle, but that's your choice. Don't let it be the choice of somebody else. Don't let it be somebody else's goal that you're heading toward that's changing yours, unless it is your goal as well. The next one to help with you achieving your goals and this mid-year check-in is accountability. You can be accountable to yourself. You can be honest with yourself. And If you have just written down three goals, or you may have written down more, depending on how specific, you may have just listed, I'd like improvement in those areas, or you may have listed many goals and just have an idea of what you want. And that's okay, but I would want you to be, I would advise, and you know, advice, we've all got it. But as a coach, I think I know that it is vital that we are specific with the goal that we want, the big ones. We have to be really clear about them, because if you're not clear, you'll just go everywhere. So checking in, having that accountability, it ensures that you're not just setting them and forgetting them, because that's what can happen. But actively work toward them and be responsible to ourselves. It is important that we're responsible to ourselves, because when we show that self-commitment, we trust ourselves. And it's important that we do trust ourselves, that we do say and mean and act on the things that we are going to do. We don't just say, I'd like to achieve that, and then not. It is vital that we actually take steps toward it and achieve them. So if you're struggling with accountability, get an accountability buddy. Have a friend that you sit with. You can Zoom session with them, you know, half an hour a week, and manage it. Get a talking stick. If you listened to last week's podcast, make sure they're not just one of those people that don't understand how communication works. One mouth, two ears, use the ratio. But make sure that it is sort of 15 minutes where you talk about a summary of what you've done and what you're going to do next. And then they do the same, a summary of what they have done and what they are going to do next. And that is a great way to have an accountability buddy, or work with one. And if you'd like an accountability buddy, it's quite hard to say, challenge you, reach out. And if I get a couple of people reach out, I can connect you and you could Zoom with each other. That would be a great way if you don't want to be working with somebody that you know personally. I've actually done this with a girlfriend many years ago. A friend of mine, Tracy, and I used to get together on a Friday morning and work through our goal book and have a plan and make it happen. And that was really useful. So that can be helpful, just by saying what you've done and telling the other person what you're going to do. Because what generally happens, just like in a real coaching session the day before, you're quickly trying to get done that thing that you said you were going to do. And it's amazing what you can get done in less than 24 hours. And then it's great to see, number five is celebrate your wins. And I say that so often, celebrate your wins. When you had this mid-year check-in that we're doing now, see what you've achieved. And celebrate your achievements so far. Recognize that by celebrating small wins, it helps build momentum and it boosts your self-confidence. And that reinforces your belief to achieve your goals, which is vital. You need to feel that feeling that you know this is possible for you, you'll believe in it, and then you'll take the actions before it. So when was the last time you did that? You celebrated your wins. I actually feel with my book, Three Wines, and I didn't really celebrate it enough. I did it and then was, you know, okay, done, moved on. And sort of it's only been in recent times that I think, wow, I actually wrote a book. I remember feeling like this a little bit, but it's a huge accomplishment. Trust me, it was so massive, but probably one of the biggest things I've ever done. Oh, up there standing on that stage. But the time and the effort that goes into writing a book is massive. And trust me, the cost of writing a book is not cheap. So, but it was more about the effort and energy and time invested and the self-improvement and the development and everything that goes into that. It just has sparked a little bit in me of recent times that I probably didn't celebrate enough. So maybe when I sit down to do my yearly check-in to see that I'm on track for my goals, and what I will do at the same time is look at my action steps. So that starts with number one, the course correction. I will actually look, see how I'm going and what action steps I need to take, which means when we look at goal setting, you have a goal. So whatever that goal is, I want to paint a masterpiece. Trust me, that is not my goal at all, but I'm just trying to throw one out there. And I would look at what are the sort of the five big steps. And then all of those big steps just break down. Well, I would look at making sure that I call those sometimes the stepping stones. Which stepping stone am I on? And, you know, how do I need to break that down? And so for me now, it's a great time to reflect on those. And that could be where you're at too. Go back and look at the big steps that need to be taken and which one are you at? And then what smaller actions fall under that and start working toward that. So that's a great course correction now. And then, like I've said, we've looked at the progress. And by doing this, you can see how far you've come and just check that everything's on track and make sure that you're still connecting with it as well. And you will do that by seeing where you've come. You're going to have renewed motivation, which is going to be super exciting. And then accountability to yourself. By rewriting out your goals, you're reminding yourself of their importance and you'll be more accountable to you and re-inspired to want to achieve those. But if you believe it's time you got yourself an accountability buddy, well, then that's a great idea. Go do that. And you can actually reflect and celebrate your wins. Celebrate how far you've come. Hillary, by the way, talking to myself here. I'm talking to all of you and me. So the problem with our goals is we get busy, isn't it? And we forget to, and then they're not as important as they were at the time, but really they are. And if they're not, well, maybe they aren't your goals. Maybe you need to change them. So have a look at where you are, and you've got those steps that you can go through. And make sure that you're on track, create your next lot of actions, and then just go for it, my friends. It is the perfect time of year to do that. When this episode comes out, I would love for you to let me know, what's your BHAG? What's your next? Are you still on the goal that you had set earlier in the year, or have you set yourself a new one? Send me an email. Let me know, hillary@hillarysaxon.com. I would so love to hear it. Anyway, just a short, sharp episode today. As per usual, though, I would love for you to text a friend. Are you still doing that? I would love a review. Last week, I gave away 2 books, but I've actually recorded the podcast back to back. So when I'm saying last week, I only did that podcast an hour ago. So I don't know who won them, but I will let you know. And I'm going to give away 2 more. So that's 4 books because we are hitting mid-year and it is a perfect time. And you know what? If you've already bought one, you can still have another. You're welcome to reach out and let me know what your goals are. And you, the first 2 people that come in, so I'm going to be giving away 4 last week and this week. And I don't care if you've already got one. You can use it as a beautiful gift. You know what it looks great with? If you put it with a glass of wine and this book as a gift, it is fabulous. Anyway, my friends, text a friend and tell them how amazing they are. Let me know you're listening. Have a fabulous week. I hope you enjoy checking in on your goals and I will catch you again next week. Bye for now.